There it is. It's Dale Watson on the Road Show. A little number called Christmas Love on the telephone with us right now. It is Mr. Ameripolitan himself. Dale Watson, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Big G. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. If this weather stays like this, I'll be happy.
Now, you said you're in Nashville. Do you drive or do you fly?
No, I drove out. I'm out here to pick up a piece of furniture a friend gave me for Christmas. So.
Uh-huh. Okay. You're going to turn around and head back home and spend Christmas in Texas this year. That's good.
Christmas time in Texas, man.
Absolutely. Hard to beat.
Best place to be.
Now, we've got voting for the 2016 Ameripolitan Music Awards ends this Saturday.
That's right. Ends, hopefully people have downloaded the app or went online, and if they haven't, I hope they do so quickly. Thank you for telling all your listeners about it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's coming to a close, and hopefully it's moving along smoother than it did last year, especially because of the app.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have our tally pretty quick. I mean, it just tallies itself, you know.
Oh, very good. That's excellent. You got a great line up of performers this year. I know Red Simpson on the list. I understand that he's been a little under the weather. And
he just was in the hospital. Hopefully he's going to have enough time to recover and get back where he can come and perform as well.
Right.
But he's going to be there, Wanda Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie Pride.
Charlie Pride. Now, is he, what's he going to do? Is he going to get the Keeper of the Flame?
No, Charlie Pride's getting Master Award.
Master Award, okay. Wow.
Yeah, the only other person that's got this before is Ray Price. But,
right.
I mean, I think Charlie Pride broke enough ground, and, I mean, the thing about Charlie is he's always been consistent and kept the roots, you know. I remember that album he did called I Got a Little Hank in Me. You remember that album?
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
And he just all the hits but he's always he never went pop, you know.
Right.
He just
absolutely. And I'll tell you what, if you ever talk to him and members of his family, those folks are country to the bone. I mean,
they just
the way down. You know, I was with his little brother, Steven, a couple of weeks ago, and just as country as can be. Just good folks, too. Great folks to be around. You've got, who else? Justin Trevino, who is a nominee, and he's going to be performing as well. Georgette Jones, daughter of Tammy and George, will be performing. Whitey Morgan.
Right.
You've got a little rockabilly here, Kim Lenz. That'll be great. Jason Roberts, Unknown Henson. How did you get the King of Country Western Troubadours roped into this?
Well, you know, he won Outlaw Mail the very first year,
right?
Yeah. And he had something come up where he couldn't make it to the show, and so he wanted to, and he's been a supporter of Ameripolitan from the beginning, so
right.
Finally, our schedules just got together.
Well, that's great.
And so we're going to have him this year. Billy Joe Shaver's another one.
Yeah.
You know, he got found at a sound last year, but he was in a hospital last year. So
Right.
This year, it looks like he's going to make it out.
James Hand as well is going to be performing. Now, let's see, James.
James Hand's always been, he's been on since the very first year.
Right.
And he won Honky Tonk Mail,
right?
And he's just a perfect example of what Ameripolitan, what it is,
right?
You know? It's original music, but you can tell it's rooted. It's got roots, you know.
Right.
It's rooted in something, you know.
Yeah,
you can hear
it's real.
He sounds
music.
Totally original, and his uh-huh. songs are amazing.
Yeah,
and but they're it's all new. It's all it's fresh.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, and always, you know, just pure delivery. And his production on his albums is always simple and clean. Just good stuff. Good stuff. Well, we've got Western Swing Group, female, male, along with Honky Tonk, all three categories, Rockabilly, and Outlaw. In addition, Maripolitan Venue, Maripolitan Festival, Maripolitan DJ. This is going to be quite some production this year.
Yeah, it's the second year we're having it at Paramount in Austin.
Right.
Ray Benson's hosting this year, which I'm really excited about.
Indeed.
Because he just, Ray's got such a great wit. And Mike Wolf from American Pictures is going to be the celebrity presenter.
How cool is that?
Along the way. And between them two, I think we're going to, the stage is going to keep everybody smiling in between the banners, you know.
Good deal.
And it's I think we might be in a groove where from last year where we kind of know what's going on now with the, because it was the first time at Paramount last year.
Right.
And it's a beautiful venue.
Oh man, gorgeous.
And there's music going on around town. From that Friday all the way till the award night. Dole and Debbie, if nobody's seen that play, it's going to be playing right beside the Paramount at the State Theater. It's going to be playing that two shows on that Sunday, Valentine's Day, and then one show on Monday. And then, of course, they're going to be performing and presenting. Dole and Debbie's a funny play.
All right.
If you loved Porter and Dolly and Conway and Loretta type stuff, you're gonna love hearing them and watching that play. It's just a funny play.
Are they from Austin? Where are they from?
No, they're from Nashville.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Looking forward to that. So yeah, you're gonna have a lot of the guys that are nominees will be performing as well, I guess, around town. Say starting on Friday night, huh? Are y'all gonna do anything out at Luckenbach this year?
Yes. As a matter of fact, yeah. Is that what we're doing? I'm almost not sure myself.
Okay.
We normally involve them. And I mean, they were nominated for venue.
Right. Well, I know.
Last year. Are they nominated this year?
Yes.
I'm not real sure.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Yes, I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're trying to do something at each of the venues that are close, that are accessible to us.
Right. You got the White Horse in there as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's a. You know, they've been very strong in Austin, for showcasing this type of music, and there's probably this year the venues are a little more dispersed, which is great. You know, from Buffalo, New York, to and then with Sportsman Tavern, which has been there before. Skinny Dennis is a new one out in Brooklyn. Nashville Palace or Nashville, Tennessee.
Right. California.
Longhorn Saloon in Fort Worth. But, you know, we had some that, a venue in Germany that almost got on there, which.
Wow.
At Four Corners. Yeah, so this is an international thing, you know. We got Countryside from Monica Sam. Have you got to hear them yet?
No.
They're from Sweden. They're going to be on the show, and they're phenomenal. And Charlie Thompson from England. So it's. Last year we had some international acts, like with Western Swing Authority from Canada.
Sure.
So it's pretty amazing the outreach of what all this is.
Well, yeah. I mean, this has been a long time coming. Folks have been getting tired of having their style of music co-opted by the ivory towers, powers that be. And thanks to you for what you and your team have put together for folks who still like real country music.
Well, that's right. That's the bottom line definition for people who know what country music used to be. This was what it was.
Right.
And for a more simple version, but you know, for new people that you know that are more involved and only know mainstream, it's you just can't say that hey, I do country music anymore.
Right.
For what it is.
Right.
So
yeah, they're
going to
expect you to come out there.
Popped up.
They're going to expect you to come out
but
there.
But you know, if they haven't downloaded the app, that's the best way to get familiar with what's going on.
Okay.
Because it's got samples. You know, it's got samples of
all the artists,
all the music, and you can physically look at the venues and
cool.
And even let's see, in the DJ category, you actually get to look at a picture of yourself.
Wow. I could go all day without doing that.
It's a pretty good picture.
That's,
I like it.
That's good. That's good. So, and where folks can go to App Store and Google Play is available for both?
It's on Android and iPhone. So.
Okay. All right.
Just look up Ameripolitan. It should pop up.
All right. Very good. Very good. And they can check out all the goings on as well. If by chance they're still operating on a flip phone, they can go to Ameripolitan.com and check out everything there as well.
Because it does cost $1.99 to download the app, and it's on your iPhone.
Right.
Because it's them things weren't cheap, but part of the money goes to the Fender Foundation, which helps music programs in schools.
Uh-huh. All right.
So it's you know, you're helping just by getting the app, you're helping keep the music alive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Dale, I tell you what, man, I know that you've got a full day in front of you, but I do appreciate you taking some time this morning to give us a call and talk about Ameripolitan music. And thanks again from me for the opportunity that you've given us all to not only to hear and see this kind of music being played, but for the opportunity, especially for me, for the opportunity to share it, you know, with people all over the Hill Country and all over the world that tune in to this show. So you know,
you're a big force in the Ameripolitan world, you know. So I appreciate it. Thanks for telling your listeners to get out there and vote. Because that DJ category is still. Out there and still cast your vote.
Yeah.
And you know, you're a big voice in it, so I appreciate you always being there since day one.
Oh, man, sure. You bet. It's all about the movement, Dale. It's all about, you know, getting this thing growing and going and making it a household name.
Exactly. It's you know, what's great about as you said earlier before we went on air, you're going to take the time to catch up on a lot of music you hadn't had a chance to listen to. That's pretty much what I have to do all year. You know, whenever we get all these submissions for Ameripolitan.
Right.
That's great. You know, you're right. It is growing. And there's people out there that realize now they got a home. You know, they got a place they can their music is welcome.
Absolutely.
You know, it isn't the Nashville thing where, no, you're too country for country.
Yeah, I got some friends that got a band. It's called Too Country for Nashville, and they play nothing but straight up country music.
Good. That's
real country
name.
Music. All right, Dale, Merry Christmas to you, and if I don't see you before then, I will see you in Austin in February.
Well, thank you, Big G, and we'll see you there. And again, my new listeners, voting is still available. Get out there and... You like Big G, I want to vote for it.
All right, Dale. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Adios, amigo.
All right, be safe. That is Dale Watson on the road show this morning. Ameripolitan.com is where you can check it all out. You can vote there. Or you can download the app at your Google Play or your App Store. And voting ends on Saturday for all your favorites in the Ameripolitan music world. And again, the award show, February 16th, Tuesday night in Austin, Texas, at the Paramount Theater.